Tuesday mornings, Bear Country 95.3, sitting down with Patrick every Tuesday morning, right around 7:50 before 8 o'clock. And Patrick has our Montague Web Works website of the week. Good morning, Patrick.
Hello, Kevin.
What's our website?
Website of the week is hidden-tech.net.
Hidden-tech.net. I hate it when they put the hyphens in there.
Yeah, but, you know, beggars can't be choosers.
Well, they couldn't write it all together?
They could. But I, you know, I didn't register the domain.
I'm complaining to the wrong person, basically.
You know, and there's really nothing to complain about, but I understand your objection to the hyphen.
All right, so hidden-tech.net,
yes.
And what will I find at that website?
Well, hidden tech is what you'll find.
Mm-hmm.
And hidden tech is not only a reality, but it's also a concept. The concept is that there's part of our economy in Western Massachusetts that's representative of business people,
mm-hmm,
that are consultants, work from home people, that have viable businesses that make money and pay taxes and maybe even employ people,
uh-huh,
that live in the virtual economy.
All right.
So they don't have a bricks and mortar store like a Dillon Chevrolet or like a Wilson's department store. They live at their home address in their community of choice.
Right.
And they may be doing a fantastic business that no one knows about. Could be global in scope. But they're hidden from the casual business observer or maybe even from the business community.
They don't have a storefront.
Correct. Most of them, their storefront is virtual. And the preponderance of them are involved in some type of technical field.
Mm-hmm.
So content authorship, writing, code writing, web design, illustration for children's books, you name it, that's part of what Hidden Tech is.
Why would these business people be using this website?
These business people use this website as a way not only to network with each other, but allow people from the outside to gain access to their community of networked businesses,
mm-hmm,
and find potential service providers that are in the community that they may not know about.
Oh, all right. Okay. So they're able to talk to people who are in the same situation as they are.
And talk to potential customers who may be looking for example, a copy editor who's independent, rather than a large company that would provide them with copy editing service.
Oh.
They can find that at Hidden Tech and find someone who's local right in their backyard rather than somebody in California, for example.
Ah, oh, it's almost specialized.
It is.
Very good.
Yep.
So hidden-tech.net. It's our Montague Web Works website of the week. Patrick, have a great day.
Thanks, Kevin.